Hi, you Javi.
Hello, I just missed a
Yes.
call from you when I
Yeah,
was on the
hi.
other line.
Sure. Hi, it's Javi from the Home Cure Agency. We actually spoke a few weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about having your father get home care services.
Yeah, I don't know what is available to him. What do you have?
So, first of all, what about his Medicaid? Did you try to apply for Medicaid?
No. No, he's applied, but the nursing home says it could take quite a while
Oh, okay. So first I
where he's
thought maybe
staying.
so he's still in the nursing home. So when will he get out? Maybe we could just make it ready.
I don't know when he'll get out. He's doing therapy with them, and it'll just kind of depend on what his progress is and if he is able to have anyone, around the clock or most of the time, or what situation is at that time, whether he even attempts to come back to his home or not.
Oh, okay. So
At the
first,
age of 94, I mean, we're getting to the point where I don't know if I'd just be delaying things a bit if he'd come home and then in another, short time he'd be scared to be there by himself or even whatever and
right. Okay.
start imagining all kinds of, I mean, this is a person that checks his blood pressure and his oxygen and everything and his input and output on his fluids regularly. And if he feels
Okay.
like anything's off, he's ready to call 911 or me to take him to ER or something. And it was to the point where that was getting to be prohibitive, so, and very
Right, but
costly.
when he has a aide, he'll do it for, like, the aide will be the one taking
Right.
care.
Right. Well, and I'm assuming that that would only be available if he was on Medicaid that could pay
Yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's expensive to have him in the nursing home. It's, $6,000 or something a month, but and until he gets his income that he's got spent down and gets Medicaid to say, that
Oh.
they would cover, or VA. He also has VA, and that was covering 5 hours twice a week, so 10 hours a week. But what would you have available if he did qualify for Medicaid?
Okay, so I just want to take your information that, maybe more information like that when he gets out, we can just apply him right away. So it'll take faster.
Okay, what do you need?
What's his date of birth, please?
4/25/32.
32. Okay. Do you have his social security number?
I do, but he doesn't like to give that out a lot.
Okay, so we'll just take it if and when it gets closer. What's the address?
The address where he would be living is 100 Evergreen Court, Laurie, Missouri, 65037.
Okay. 65037, right?
Correct.
Okay, just give me a second. It's Morgan County, right?
Correct.
Okay. So it's Evergreen Court. What is the city name?
Gravois Mills, Missouri, or Laurie, Missouri.
How do we spell it?
Laurie. RIE.
LAURIE. Okay. MO. Okay. And it's the first time you're trying to get home care services, right?
Well, like I said, he had a little bit of home care service through the VA, but
Oh, okay.
nothing through just Medicaid because he was not on
And you want to
Medicaid.
be the caregiver, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh,
I
we
mean,
should provide you with one. Okay.
well, there's other options. Possibly a granddaughter that is a CNA.
Okay.
You know, there's a neighbor that lives right across the street who is a retired caregiver for 35 years or something, and she was coming over and helping him with medications, you know, filling his pill pack once a week, things like that.
Okay. Just
right across the street. So she was very close to where she could respond if he needed help or, you know, and he had a life alert necklace. So that was kind of his call line.
Okay.
So, and I'm about 20 minutes away. So that was where it was closer to have someone, you know, right there.
Right. Okay. Makes sense.
And he did pay her for some things like doing some grocery shopping and taking him to appointments when I was not available, something like that.
Okay. So, so you said he actually is in the home right now. So,
he's not in the home. He's in the nursing home.
The nursing home. Right. Okay. That's what I meant to say. Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you my direct phone number, and when you get out of it, like when you see, when you want to come out, and you want to finish with a, you know, we can't send the aid if, you know, only if you're home, right? So, so if you see he wants to come out, you can contact us, and we'll definitely can help. We can definitely give you an aid for him.
Okay, well, I need to know, like, how many hours a day are we talking if you're saying you can give him an aid? Would it be in conjunction with VA? Would it be, you know, a few hours a day, most of the day, overnight? I need to know these things. Otherwise, it's not going to be possible for him to return back home by himself, at least with his frame of mind that he has right now, because he's, you know, he's scared to be alone. He's not necessarily enjoying the total, you know, feeling like he's locked down at the nursing home because he cannot leave the facility unless it's just for a doctor's appointment or something, and then they drive him, so he can't leave to like go out to dinner with his family or go just out to the park for some sunshine or whatever, you know.
Okay, so what we do is that we have someone from the Medicaid coming down and they evaluate how many hours you need. So when they decide, you know, according to the patient, how many hours you need.
Okay, well, what are their general criteria for Medicaid? Just say, okay, say we say he has a walker that he has to use. He has a very unstable gait from a injury in the service. He has macular degeneration issues where he cannot see well enough to cook for himself or something, unless it's just maybe warming something up in the microwave or something like that. He has limited hearing, does have hearing aids, but has a lot of trouble with them. So, you know, are those all things that are going to say, oh, well, he gets 10 hours a day, or he gets, you know, is it ever a situation where someone gets around the clock here? Because that seems like it would be probably unlikely to me and very expensive, but I just don't know.
So, so exactly that's what the Medicaid will...
Medicaid person would say.
Yeah,
but you understand the difficulty in this, because to have the Medicaid person come down to tell me, then and have to make the decision after that. You know, I don't know when he's going to even qualify for Medicaid. I don't know. You know, I own the house where he has lived. And I don't know that I want to continue to have the house sit there vacant and empty for 6 months without putting it on the market or something.
Right.
So, because it becomes an expense to me after, after we get all of his things moved out of it, I mean, we've already shut off the internet, the TV, you know, things like that, but there's still basic expenses like water and electric and all. But insurance and taxes and the homeowners association fee and all those things. So it just gets to the point where, yes, it's a monetary issue, but it's also a quality of life issue for him. And I just need to know a little bit more to be able to make any kind of decisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I can do is that I can just I can just put in a follow-up, like, to call you back in 2 weeks to see what.
Okay. Thank you.
I think that would be a great idea. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a great
day. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.